This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Something is Coming. We must seek the Lord. For the one who has ears to hear, there is something coming. This will affect our jobs and careers. It will affect our children's education. It will affect where we go and how we go about it. It will force us to stop and consider the Lord. So if you have a 5, 10, or even 6-month plan, throw it out and look up. Seek to hear, to listen from the Lord. Seek His face. Psalm 27. I am convinced the persecution will suddenly come without warning, that the message will spread like wildfire throughout social media, and Christians will be declared dangerous, hostile, and anti-everything good. We will be declared enemies of the state. This will affect our jobs, education, families, and social life. However, this is only a refining and purifying process for us. It is to test our faith and purify our hearts from the things of this world. It is meant to realign our hearts with our first love, Jesus. It is meant to tear down idols that reside in our hearts and are competing for the place which should only be for Christ and where He dwells. Just as the temple in the Old Testament was set aside as a holy place, so are these temples in which He now dwells in us. Therefore, if we are to stand firm, then we must live as Jesus did. What I mean is that Jesus walked in fellowship with His Father and in the power of the Spirit. He did not move, but in the power of the Spirit. Is this unrealistic? If this seems unrealistic to you, just know it will not be an option for the Christian to live any other way very, very soon. But this process will unite the body of Christ and bride of Christ under the banner of the Lord, and under the banner of her groom. Thankfully, we will be given strength, grace, help, protection, Psalm 91, and power if we abide in Him. And we will wait in expectation of the Lord, who remains faithful to His word and to His bride. Come, Lord Jesus. The key here is to abide. The one who abides in the Lord is safe. One who seeks their refuge in the Lord will be held and covered. The Lord has always been the shelter of the one who takes refuge in Him, whether in the Old Testament, New Testament, or throughout history. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in time of need.